Okay, let's begin. Ben, instead of today's topic, the discussion of when to start the Leil HaSeder. Okay, the discussion of when to start the Leil HaSeder is something which really, you know, it doesn't sound like much of a topic b'chlal, because why is there a topic over here? When to start the Leil HaSeder? What do you mean? You start the Leil HaSeder at, you know, Pesach. Tezvav Nisan, what is that to talk about? But the truth is that we'll see in the sugya that it's taken out so clear, it's not so pashut, and it starts with the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Perek Arvei Pesachim. First Mishnah, Perek Arvei Pesachim, Erev Pesach, it says, Daf Tzadi Testament Beis, Arvei Pesachim Samach Lemincha, Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. A person should not eat until nightfall. Techshach, darkness. And it says, Afilu Ani B'Shem Yisrael, even a poor person, Lo Yochal Ad Sheyaseiv, he should not eat until a seiba, V'lo Yipchazu Lo Avra Kashel Yayin, V'Afilu Min Adam Choy. And he has to make sure to have Dalet Kaisis, even if it means getting from Tzedakah, everybody has to have Dalet Kaisis. Okay, so the Mishnah tells us very clearly, Erev Pesach, it's usher to eat Samach L'mincha, Rashi and the Rashbam, they say it means half an hour before the Zman of Mincha, which Zman of Mincha means Mincha Ketana, the Rashbam says, and Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours before nightfall, which where Machmir starts from Shkia, because we don't know exactly when night begins. So starting from Shkia, 2.5 hours before, it's usher to eat. Arvei Pesachim Samach L'mincha, lo yochal, you're not allowed to eat. Half an hour is extra because it says Samach L'mincha. So it means 3 hours before. When Shkia in New York these days?
7:15.
Okay, basically the same as Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim at 7 o'clock.
7:18 last night.
Same thing. And that means 3 hours before, basically, we're talking about...
I daven mincha real late.
You what?
I daven mincha real late. That's how I know.
Ah, very good. Okay, really? Excellent. We just put up a sign in my house today. You know, Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, we're all in isolation over here. So we made a zmanim for davening in the house. Everybody has zmanim. So there's 7 million. The whole family davening at the same time, every day.
So everybody's davening b'yachidus now?
Yeah, they just made a thing. First of all, now I'm in quarantine until Thursday. But second of all, in Israel, they just made a thing this morning. No gatherings of more than 2 people. So that's it. No more minyan. 2 people max. They try getting married. You have chassan, kala, where's the masader, where's the edim, I don't know. Whatever. But I'll go upon it. Maybe they make exceptions for chassanas. Anyway, so right now, you have a set time for davening, shachris, set time for mincha, set time for marv. Keeps things smooth. It keeps things with the schedule. It's a good mahalach. But when is Shkia? Shkia is 7 o'clock. So 3 hours before Shkia, you have, let's say, 4 o'clock. Starting from 4 o'clock, it's usher to eat on Erev Pesach. That's what it says. The Gemara explains it doesn't mean mamish nothing. It just means you now be either sudas keva, which means no amaitzi, or mizainis, which is more than a shear of a kibetza on Erev Pesach, which is not really such an issue because, again, you're not letting matzah, not letting chametz. So what are you eating anyway? You can eat some potatoes, some schnitzel, some cucumbers, apples, oranges, bananas. You could have those things, eggs, you know, but a mizainis and amaitzi, you can't have.
Rabbi, somehow I always walk in starving to the Seder. I don't know how. It makes no sense.
That's the chat. The chat is just not allowed to eat. And he doesn't eat anyway.
But so, I'm eating like hot dog. I like wolf down. Like I get really hungry Erev Pesach. I start eating everything in sight.
Yeah, yeah. But so, that's the goal. The Gemara says that the goal is that we should come to the Leil HaSeder hungry. So that when we're getting b'kayim the mitzvah, when we kind of mitzvah of eating on the matzah, on the Leil HaSeder, we're eating it with enthusiasm, with an excitement, with a taiva. And that's a hiddur mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. That's the reason for this halacha. So Baruch Hashem, Meir, you know that you're doing the right thing. The hunger is for a good reason. Baruch Hashem.
Well, that's okay, because...
So says like this, and this is... what are you saying, Shraggy?
We can't eat until like an hour and a half into the Seder, so of course we're starving.
Okay, listen. We're going to get to that soon. Bezer Hashem. That's mamash what we want to talk about. Okay, the Gemara says like this. Let's begin first with the Gemara.
That's a quick question, maybe?
Yeah, quick question.
Why is it one beitza? That's like the most random shear.
That's considered a shear, which is a keva. A beitza is considered a mouse.
I thought it was like four beitza, no?
That's being kaveh suda. To be kaveh suda is
that's
more.
What we're talking about, no?
That's the whole suda. But this, even without a suda, just what's considered achilas arai versus achilas keva, already a shear of the beitza is already considered achilas keva.
Yeah, for Shal Shudas, Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch say that.
Yeah, there you go.
Mekayim Shal Shudas.
That's right. Very good. Excellent. The key is. Very good.
The Mashkiach is making fun of the Mishnah Berurah kid, like the modern flip out Mishnah Berurah kid yesterday.
Oh,
like,
really?
He's Mishnah Berurah for the first time, and then like he starts like rattling off Mishnah Berurah. Oh, you can't walk in front of this person. Yeah, it's great.
It's something to be proud of. It's a very close of his act.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see the Gemara, though. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says like this. Arvei Pesachim Samuch Lamincha. My year, you Arvei Pesachim. Why Davka Erev Pesach? Afilu Arvei Shabbat V'yom Tov Nami. Even Arvei Shabbos and Arvei Yom Tov, it's also going to be the same halacha. The Tanya, like it says in the Braisa, Lo Yochel Adam Arvei Shabbat V'yom Tov Min Mincha L'malo K'dei Sheikonis L'Shabbos K'shu Taiva. Person's not allowed to eat Arvei Shabbos, Arvei Yom Tov, in order that you come to the Suda hungry. Divrei Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Oichel Bailu Hachidech. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there's no such halacha. You're allowed to eat until nightfall, no problem. You're allowed to eat until Shkia, no problem. That's Rabbi Yossi. Machlag is Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. So, the Gemara says, why is it that the Mishnah is singling out Pesach when this halacha is true regarding every Shabbos and Yom Tov? Zakti Gemara, Omar Avhuna, the Teretz is, we needed to tell us the Chiddush within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. You're right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's true by every Shabbos and Yom Tov. But within Rabbi Yossi, it's only going to be a halacha regarding Pesach. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi says, every Shabbos and Yom Tov. He argues with Rabbi Yehuda. But when it comes to Erev Pesach, everybody agrees that there's no eating min hamincha ulamala. That's Rav Huna. The Gemara brings another shita of Rav Papa, that his teretz is the chilek is samach lemincha versus mincha itself, which means that half hour that you have from before the zman of mincha. That according to Rav Papa, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That Erev Pesach there's an extra half hour, but the Gemara is docha Rav Papa and the maskana we go with Rav Huna. That means that the reason why this Mishnah talks about Pesach specifically is because even Rabbi Yossi's maskim on Erev Pesach, he's not allowed to eat min hamincha until Shetechshach. Now, it happens to be we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, which is good to know as far as regular Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov is concerned. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. But when it comes to Erev Pesach, everyone's maskim that you can't eat from min hamincha olamala. Okay, this is the Pashit Sugya of the Mishnah with the Gemara. Comes Taisvis and asks a Kasha, Bam. Taisvis, I don't understand. I'm going to read the Mishnah to you, okay? Let's take out some extra words. Arbe Pesachim Samach Lamincha Lo Yoichal Adam Ad Shetechshach. Why do I need to say Ad Shetechshach? Say, I'm not allowed to eat. Until when? Obviously, it means until Pesach starts. Once Pesach starts, I'm allowed to eat. What's the Shaila? Why do I need to say more than that? I need to say Achetekshach. There's no reason for that. Zach Toisvis, Kasha number one. Kasha number two, when I compare the Mishnah with the Lashon of the Braisa, so the Mishnah adds in those two words Achetekshach. But the Braisa doesn't. The Braisa says, Lo yochal adam barav Shabbos v'yamim tovim min hamincha ulamalo. It doesn't say Achetechshach. Why doesn't it say Achetechshach by Shabbos and Yom Tov? What's the pshat? Abam. So, Memela two kashas, Tois asks. Zokta Rimi Korvil, a gewaldige chav. Zakta Rimi Korbil, because Pesach. Yeah.
Wait, what's the second question?
Second question is that the Lashon of the Braisa that talks about Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov doesn't say anything about Atzeh Techshach. But the Mishnah by Pesach does say Atzeh Techshach. Why? Why the difference? If I'm putting it in, put it in by both. But L'chaim, it's not necessary, so take it out by both. Why do I need to say Atzeh Techshach by Pesach? That's the Shaila. So the Tosfos quotes from the Rimi Korbil, that the Rimi Korbil, one of the Bali Hataisis, gave a gevaldige teretz, unbelievable teretz. He says like this. You know, want to know why it says Atzeh Techshach by Pesach? And it doesn't say it anywhere else? Because only Pesach has a din of Atzeh Techshach. Nowhere else is there a din of Atzeh Techshach. What do I mean? Dr. Rimi Korbil. There's a halacha that I have to eat the Korban Pesach at night. It says, Balayla Hazen, the Pasuk. I have to eat the Korban Pesach at night. And there's another halacha that we compare matzah and maror to the Korban Pesach. It says, Al matzah zumrorim yochlu. So therefore, I compare matzah and maror to the Pesach. If I eat the Korban Pesach at night, I have to eat the matzah and the maror at night. So now what do I see? I see, Dr. Rimi Korbil, there's a special halacha that I have to eat matzah at night. So why does it say Atzeh Techshach by Pesach? Because only Pesach has this special halacha that I have to eat it at night. Yeah, Mary, you had a question? No? You good? Okay.
Wait, what does that mean again? Atzeh Techshach?
What? Atzeh Techshach means until darkness, until nightfall.
Okay.
So we're machmir, that means from Shkia, you can yet, and until after Tzeis. You have to be machmir until after Tzeis. Okay? So now, Zog the Rima Korvil, a gevaldige insight. Leila Seder, the Pesach Suda has to begin after Tzeis. You can't eat matzah before Tzeis because of this hekish of matzah moror Pesach, carbon Pesach, right? Carbon Pesach says b'layla hazeh. Matzah and moror are hukash to the carbon Pesach. So mela carbon Pesach, just like carbon Pesach is b'layla, so too matzah and moror is b'layla. That's what's coming out from the Rimi Korbil Teretz. Now, the Rabbeinu Yechiel, which Tosfos quotes, points out, if that's true, so why is the Gemara asking? The Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara says, why am I talking about Erev Pesach? It's true regarding every Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov. According to the Rimi Korbil, there's a very simple answer to that question. You know why it says Erev Pesach? Because Erev Pesach is the only Yom Tov that has the special halacha that you have to wait until Shetechshach. There's no other halacha, there's no other Yom Tov that has that halacha. So that's why it says Erev Pesach. Why didn't the Gemara give that teretz? It's a catch on the Rimi Korbil. Dr. Ben Yechiel, I have a teretz. What teretz? Teretz is Ben Yechiel quoted by the Tosfos. He says, you know why? Because the Mishnah in the Perek Ezu Mekoman, which many of us say every day in Karbanos of davening, says, HaPesach Einu Nechol Ela Balayla. It says, Pesach is only eaten at night. So it's a Mefarsha Mishnah in Zvachim that says, Zman of Pesach is by night. So you can't say, oh, you know why it says Pesach? Because it's teaching me the Zman of Pesach is by night. I know the Zman of Pesach is by night already. It's a Mishnah in Zvachim. Dr. Rini Yechiel, Elamai, that wouldn't have been a good reason to teach me this Mishnah regarding the halacha of Pesach. I need some other reason to tell me this Mishnah of Pesach. Because as far as the nighttime being the Zman, I know it already from Zvachim. So my son Yitzchak asked me, he said, I don't understand. Maybe it should be in this Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Mayid. It comes first. It comes before Zvachim, right? So why are we saying I know it already from a Zvachim. This Mishnah comes first. You don't know it already. So what type of teretz is that, Rabbi Nuchiel? Shver teretz. Right? You guys were thinking the same thing, right? Along the same lines. Very good. Chatsi. Okay, I'll go on in. So this was his point, yeah? But I told him to answer like this. And I think it's medudic in the words of the Tosfos. It's not about what comes first or second. Because it happens to be that some people learn Mayed first, but if your last name is Soloveitchik, maybe you learn Kachim first. Who knows, right? But Lamaisa, that's not the point. The point is that the main topic of the Mishnah in Zvachim, the topic of that Mishnah is the Zman of the Karbanos. What is that Mishnah talking about? We know from the Parak Ezu Mekomen, we say it in the morning, right? What's the topic? The topic is, when could you eat the Karbanos, the Chatas, the Ola, the Kachim Kalim, the Kachim Kachim, the Shlamim? When could you eat the Karbanos? Where could you eat the Karbanos? Who could eat the Karbanos? That's the topic of that Mishnah. So Melo, that's going to be the place. Tell me the Zman, Achilas, Karban Pesach. That is Belaila. Is that the topic over here? That's not the topic over here. The topic over here is, don't eat on Erev Pesach. Make sure you have a Seba, right? Have 4 cups of wine. That's the topic over here. The Lila Seder, the Halachas of the Seder. Not the Zman, Achilas, Karban. That's why, that's what Rabbi Yechiel meant, that the Iker place is Zvachim. But over here, that's not the Iker place. So that's why we're going to say that, yes, we need that Mishnah in Zvachim. We need this Mishnah for a different reason. Okay, that's Rabbi Yechiel's Cheshbin, to sustain the teretz of the Rebbe Korvil from our Gemara. Okay? Mahalach number one in Tosfos. Mahalach number two in Tosfos is that Rabbeinu Yehuda has a different teretz. Rabbeinu Yehuda in Tosfos says, no. It could be that really Shabbos and Yom Tov also is Dafka after Teshach. I am Cain. Why is that Teshach Dafka Pesach? What does Tosfos say? He says, "Avagav the Shchitas Psachim by the Yom, Eino Nechal by the Yom Kishar Kachim." Because there's a Chiddush in Pesach. What's the Chiddush in Pesach? Chiddush in Pesach is that normally every carbon, the time that I shecht it, that's the time that I eat it. I shecht it during the day, I can eat it during the day. Carbon Pesach is unique, that when I shecht it, I'm not allowed to eat it. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling me, it's telling me a chiddush. Even though you're shechting the karban during the day, still you're not allowed to eat until the nighttime. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Right? Yeah? Good? Now you'll ask, wait a second. That doesn't make sense. We know that already from the Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah in Zvachim says, Pesach eino nechal ela balayla. So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? The chiddush of our Mishnah is, even though you shecht it during the day, you only eat it at night. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. I know that already from Zvachim. That's not the chiddush of our Mishnah. Right? It's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make sense. The teretz is, he doesn't explain this, but I'm gonna give a teretz for Rabbi Yehuda. Is Klara Chakira, yeah, Chakira, Dani, put in the notebook. Klara Chakira, when the Mishnah says Eino Nechal Ela Belayla, what's it telling me? It's telling me the start time, or it's telling me the end time? Or maybe both. Zogt. Rabbeinu Yechiel and Rimi Korvil. That Mishnah in Zvachim, it says, Eino Nechal Balayla, it tells me both the start time and the end time. It starts in the night and ends in the night. It's only during the night. But Rabbeinu Yehuda, he says, what? Look in the Mishnah over there. The Mishnah is talking about that you can eat it for 2 days and a night, 1 day and a night. It's not only talking about the it's not telling you that the only time you could eat it is just the night. It's telling you that you can eat it during the night and not the next day, even though it's kachim kalim, right? I need our Mishnah to teach me that you can't eat it during the day of the Shechita either. That's what I need our Mishnah for. So comes out Rabbeinu Yehuda saying that I have two parts to the Chiddush. Over there, I'm learning in Nechal Balayla means I can't eat it the following day, even though it's not Kachet Kachet. And over here, I have a Chiddush that even though I'm checking it during this day, I can't eat it during the day. I have to eat a Dafka at the nighttime. Those are the two steps of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda concludes by saying that there's a Mefarshei Yerushalmi that says, Erev Shabbos min ha-mincha olamala lo yitom klum ad she-techshach. So you have a Yerushalmi that says, like Rabbeinu Yehuda, even Erev Shabbos, it says ad she-techshach. It's not unique to Pesach. The Rimi Korvil wanted to say, you know why it only says it by Pesach? Because only Pesach has halacha that you can't eat the suda during the day. You have to eat it at night. Only Pesach. But when it comes to Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to eat the suda earlier. You don't have to wait till the night time. You're allowed to eat the suda early Shabbos. Friday afternoon, after plag, many people make early Shabbos. Where did that come from? It comes from the Gemara Brachas, Tav Chav Zayin Amud Beis, says you're allowed to make early Shabbos and eat early Shabbos. Make Kiddush early Shabbos. Dug the Rima Korvil, that's true by Shabbos, by Yom Tov, not by Pesach. Pesach, it says Achetechshach. Everywhere else, don't say Achetechshach. Second cheat of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yehuda. No, it's true by all Shabbosos and Yom Tov. You have to wait till Tzeis. Cannot have early. The Gemara there. Say that the Gemara there is talking about maybe Kiddush, or maybe we don't pass him that way, but L'maisa, Yushalmi, Achetechshach. You have to wait until nightfall. That's the 2 days of our Tosfos. Okay? This is something which is very relevant because, like Shragi was saying before, a lot of times people want to start the Seder early and be able to, not go to sleep so late, be able to be more awake and eat earlier. Why is it that we have to wait so late? So according to the Rimi Korvil, the reason is there's a special halacha. It says, "Amatzes u'mrom yochlu," and that means that you need to wait until nightfall to eat the Korban Pesach. Hu hadin till nightfall to eat the matzah and the mar. Special halacha on Pesach. According to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, every Yom Tov, every Shabbos, in order to be mekayim the suda of that day, you need to wait until the night. Why? Chara Pashup Shat. You're eating a Suda Shabbos. So you have to eat the Suda Shabbos on Shabbos. But you need the Suda Shabbos on Friday. Not Shabbos. You imagine you eat the Suda Shabbos on Monday. Yeah, you ate the Cholent. Cholent and gefilte fish on Monday. There's nothing. Right? They used to serve that in Yeshiva once upon a time. Okay? Cholent, gefilte fish. Once upon a time, someone told me that they served a certain type of dish. Nobody knew what it was. So they asked the cook, they're like, what is this stuff in yeshiva? You know? They're like, oh, don't worry, it's really good. Just try it. Like, no, you don't want to tell us what it is? No, it's really good. Just try it. So they tried it. It was good. So after everybody finished eating supper, he go to do what was it? So he's like, it was the leftover gefilte fish from Shabbos. I mixed it up with some spices and ketchup and put it into some filling. I made a new kugel out of it. Okay, listen, you never know. But that doesn't make it Shabbos just because you eat gefilte fish with, with cholent during the week. It doesn't make it Shabbos, right?
Baruch Hashem, I'm done with yeshiva.
This did not happen in Adaras HaTorah. Chas v'shalom.
Next man.
Oh, listen. Next man, you see, might be in America. For sure won't happen.
Stay.
But the name of the yeshiva that it happened in will remain nameless for now. Okay, maybe in a private discussion we could mention it. I'll kapan him Lemaisa. So that doesn't make it Shabbos. Like the Rabbeinu Yehuda, you want to have the Suda Shabbos, it's going to be on Shabbos Mamish. On Shabbos, you got to have the Suda. And therefore, you have to wait until nightfall every Shabbos. L'chor, that's the Pashup Shat in, what's it called? L'chor, that's the Pashup Shat in the Shita Rabbeinu Yehuda. Okay. We turn to the Rush. We turn to the Rush. And the Rush says like this, in Siman Beis, in the beginning of the Arvei Pesachim, the Rush says like this. He brings the Kasha, and he brings the Teretz of the Rimi Korvil, that there's special halacha of Leila Seder, that you have to eat the matzah after taste, because of Balayla Azeh, and it's compared to Karban Pesach. And then he says, that he says v'chein mashba, that he brings a raya from the fact that it says ha-pesach ino nechal balayla, which means that it has to be eaten davka at that time, and that's what we see by what's it called by Leila Seder, that it's unique to achar shetechsha. Okay, now comes the Rush into the picture, and we're paying attention to the wording that he writes, and we notice he brings the kasha of Tosfos, he brings the rayas of Tosfos, he brings the teretz of the Rimi Korvil of Tosfos, but he does not bring Rabbeinu Yehuda. He doesn't quote Rabbeinu Yehuda's teretz. He doesn't quote the Yerushalmi. It's Mavur in the Rush that the Rush holds like the Rimi Korvil. He argues on Rabbeinu Yehuda. But what about the Raya from the Yerushalmi? The Raya from the Yerushalmi is a L'chaira, a very good Raya. Why does the Rush seem to say that only Leila Seder is Achar Techshach? What about the Yerushalmi? So the Karban Asanel right here asks the Kasha, and he says, listen to this. He says, you have to say that when the Yerushalmi says Achar Techshach by Shabbos, it means Lav Davka. Achar Techshach by Shabbos, it's Lav Davka. Doesn't really mean Achar Techshach. Wild. Teretz number one. Teretz number two, it's a mistake. Yerushalmi has mistakes here and there. There's mistakes. And it must be it's a mistake. Unbelievable. What's a riot to say it's a mistake? Dr. Karban Asanel, he says, because our Gemara, the Bavli, quotes the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about eating on Erev Shabbos, and it doesn't have the words Achar Techshach. Doesn't have those words. So the Bavli quotes the Braisa, leaves out the words Achar Techshach. It's a raya that when Yerushalmi has the Lashon of Erev Shabbos, Achar Techshach, it's a mistake. Unbelievable. But the Teretz is, we always go with the Bavli over the Yerushalmi as far as accuracy, because the Bavli went through extra editing. The Yerushalmi did not go through that extra editing. So therefore, we assume that the Lashon in the Bavli is more accurate. And when there's this difference between the two, so we're going to prefer the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, of the Bavli, over the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. So therefore, the Karban Asanel says, you know why the Rush chooses the Mahalach of the Rimi Korvil over Rabbeinu Yehuda, who L'chor Rabbeinu Yehuda is backed by the Yerushalmi? Teretz is because the Bavli seems to be indicating not like that. Has Lashon Achar Techshach in Pesach. It doesn't have it by Shabbos and Yom Tov. Teretz is the Rimi Korvil. Okay. This is the sugya in the Rishayim. Now, we come to the Truma Sedeshen. Sorry, just give me a kiss. I don't know what happened over there. We come to the Truma Sedeshen, and the Truma Sedeshen and Chelik Aleph, Simikuf Lamed Zayin. It's Mamish, the Truma Sedeshen, I just give you a little bit of background about the Truma Sedeshen. Transdeshen was one of the G'dayle Hador in the Ashkenazi section of Klai Yisrael. And he was Mechadesh, a brand new type of Sefer. Until he came along, nobody ever had such a Sefer. It's a Shalos HaTshuvos Sefer, but instead of actually being Shalos HaTshuvos, people asking him questions and him giving answers, he made up questions. He made up all sorts of questions, that he thought were very relevant questions, questions that probably come up all the time, and questions that weren't dealt with explicitly in, you know, in the halacha. So he comes up with a whole list of questions. He organizes it according to the halacha, according to the simanim of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. And there's, you know, in that way, it's divided into the topics. And he comes up with a few questions on each topic. He has a section of Hilchos Pesach, has a whole bunch of interesting questions. And one of the questions is that in Kuf Lamed Zayin, he says, Erev Pesach, we daven early Maariv, right? While it's still light outside. And we finish davening, we go home, Erev Pesach, and it's still light outside. So are we allowed to make Kiddush right away while it's still light outside? Or do we have to wait until it gets dark? That's the Shaila that he's asking Kilu on behalf of Klal Yisrael in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. And he says, Tshuva, now we didn't see anything about this Shaila yet. Why? Because in our Tosfos, what did it talk about? It said Achitasha. But it spoke about Matzah, it spoke about Maror, and it spoke about Karban Pesach. Those were the three that it spoke about. It didn't speak about Kiddush. He's asking Shaila as far as Kiddush is concerned. You see clearly they dive in Maariv early. So from our Tosfos, we don't see about Maariv, right? What about Kiddush? That's his Shaila. So in our Tosfos, we don't see halacha about Kiddush. Comes the Trumas HaDeshen and says, you want to know about Kiddush? I'll tell you something about Kiddush. You ready? He says, we have a Tosfos that talks about Matzah, Maror, Pesach. They all have to be Balayla. The halacha applies to Kiddush also. Why? Why should I apply to Kiddush? Dr. Trumas HaDeshen, listen to this unbelievable lumdus. He says like this, on the Leil HaSeder, the kais of Kiddush is not just Kiddush. It's one of the Arba kaises. It's one of the Dalit kaises. If it's one of the Dalit kaises, so that means that it's part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why do we have Dalit kaises? The reason we have Dalit kaises is for the Dalit Lashon is Gula. The Dalit Lashon is of Gula. We're drinking the four cups of wine, Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Sipur is beginning with that first kais. So therefore, Zogt, the Trumas HaDeshen, your Kiddush needs to be at the time when you have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. When do I have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? What does it say in the Haggadah? Bishah Shematza Umarar Munachim Lefanecha. At a time when Matzah is in front of you. Zokter Trumas HaDeshen, Memela, that's why I have to have Kiddush after Chashecha. Yeah? Good? You got the Cheshbon? There's a Bam Kasha. What's the Kasha? I don't understand. It makes no sense. Sit down at the table. You'll have your matzah in front of you on the table. You'll make your Kiddush while it's still early in front of the matzah. What's the problem? It could be Bishal Shesh Matzah Mar Menachem Lefanecha. It's right there. Right? Why can't I make Kiddush while the Matzah is there? Teretz is what the Trumas HaDeshen means. It doesn't mean physically present. Is that what it means? It means at a time when it's the Zman to be eating the Matzah. If I have Matzah in front of me, but I'm not allowed to eat it, it's not the Zman of eating it. So that's meaningless. That's not like I have Matzah in front of me. It's not Kilo, I have Matzah in front of me. Bishah, that matzah is in front of me, means at a time when the matzah is in front of me that I'm allowed to eat the matzah. At a time when it's roi to eat the matzah. That's what the Trumas HaDeshen learns. Bishah, sheish matzah, mar munachim lefanecha, means after tzeis, because that's when it's roi to eat the matzah. So now I understand I can't make Kiddush early just because the matzah is in front of me. I have to make Kiddush when this is man of eating the matzah. Why? Because my Kiddush is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I could only fulfill Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim during a time that I could be eating the matzah. Memela comes out. Trumas HaDeshen says, I cannot make Kiddush before Tzeis. The earliest time to make Kiddush is going to be Tzeis. That's when I could eat matzah. chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshen. And Lamaisa, it's not just the Trumas Hadeshen. The Beis Yosef quotes this Trumas Hadeshen. He brings it down lahalacha, and it's even brought in Shulchan Aruch halach Lamaisa. Brought in Shulchan Aruch. So in Shulchan Aruch over here, in Simin Tov Ayin Beis, which Be'ez Hashem Linetta, we're going to spend a little bit of time on, Simin Tov Ayin Beis. In the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes that everything should be ready for the Leila Seder from before Yom Tov starts. Why? So that immediately when I come home from Shul, immediately when it's Tech Shach, immediately when it's nightfall, I can start my Seder. I can start my Seder. And he says, but don't say Kiddush Ad Shetech Shach. Why shouldn't I say Kiddush Ad Shetech Shach? Trumas Hadeshen. That's L'chor the Pashtos of the Shulchan Aruch. It's based on Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, now comes at a very important point as far as our own Leila Seder is concerned from this Trumas Hadeshen. Because when we're going to get up there and make Kiddush, got my coast over here, yeah? We're going to get up there and make Kiddush, right? So it's not just Kiddush. The Kiddush of the Leila Seder is a different Kiddush than every other Yom Tov, every other Shabbos. The Kiddush of the Leila Seder is one of the Dalet Kaisas. It's part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when I'm making Kiddush, I'm being mechavin, not just to be mechavin the mitzvah of Kiddush, but I'm also being mechavin to be mechavin the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisas. And I'm also being mechavin to be mechavin a third mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to Trumas Hadeshen. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch is paskening. Now it happens to be, once you're at it, so we'll throw in the fact that there's a Mordechai who in Arvei Pesachim, who says that you could also be mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov when you drink that wine. So you'd be mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov also. So you get four mitzvahs just in that Kiddush. Have them all in mind. Okay, mitzvah Tzrichus Kavana. This is the Mahalach of the Shulchan Aruch, the Trumas Hadeshen. The Ma'aril, it's quoted by the Chok Yaakov on the page. Even if you don't have a Ma'aril in your home, but you have a Shulchan Aruch, and in the Shulchan Aruch is a Chok Yaakov, and the Chok Yaakov says, you have a Shulchan Aruch. The Chok Yaakov, he quotes the Ma'aril, and the Ma'aril says, I have a different Pshat, not the Trumas Hadeshen's Pshat. Trumas Hadeshen is a big Kiddush. My coast of the Dalet coast is part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yes, it may be true that a remez of the Dalet Kaisis is based on the four Lashinas of Geula, but that means that my coast of Kiddush is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a very big Kiddush. It has to be part of the Zman of Achilas Pesach, Zman of when the matzah is roi to be eaten. Who says? A lot of big Kiddushim are involved in this Trumas Hadeshen. Therefore, Zakta Ma'aril, you know why you have to wait until nightfall? Because you really don't have to wait till nightfall. But we're afraid if we're going to let you make Kiddush early, so you're going to be so hungry, like Shraggy said, right? You're going to be so hungry, I don't want to wait an hour and a half. I'm going to go quickly, straight into the end of the Seder. And then, or even Karpas, I'm going to hurry up into Karpas. And Karpas is a part of the Seder. Karpas is a part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then already I'm messing it up. The Kiddush itself, that's okay. That's not part of the Sipur. That's allowed to be earlier than Seis. But we're going there. We don't allow you to do it because we're afraid that you may end up having the other things too early. That's the Mahalach of the Ma'aril. Major nafkamina between the Ma'aril and Trumas Hadeshen is the Kais of the Dalet Kaisis, is the Kiddush part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim or not? Quenchos Deshen, it's part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzvah Doraisa. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Mitzvah Doraisa. According to Ma'aril, it's not part of the Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. Let's end off with the Taz. The Taz says a Mahalach from the Maharal Miprag. We're almost at his kever on the Earth trip. Right? The Maharal Miprag has a pirush on the Haggadah. It's called Gvuros Hashem. Ryan Lopiansky just put out a beautiful edition of the Gvuros Hashem Haggadah with his biurim. It's gevaldige stuff. And Lemaisa, I think they ship throughout America, so you guys can make the order online if you want. And Lemaisa, Ryan Lopiansky, not Haggadah, he's masbir a lot of deep stuff in the Maharal. It's really gishmak. Al Kapanin, besides the explanations of the Haggadah, the Maharal also tells us halacha. Danny, you have a question? Okay. He also tells us that halachas related to Pesach. So one of the halachas that he mentions is this halacha of having the Kiddush after nightfall. But what's the Hesber? He gives a totally different Hesber. Listen to this Hesber. He says, by Lil Pesach, if you're going to make Kiddush early, so it's going to end up that your Kiddush is before nightfall. All year round, Shabbos, Yom Tov, if you make Kiddush early, your Kiddush could be early, no problem. But your Matzah... Oh, thank you very much, Danny. Wow. $20, a steal of the deal. Okay? Now, are you ordering it for the Chevra? Okay. I'll go upon him. So, all year round, Shabbos, Yom Tov, when are you making Kiddush? Let's say you make Kiddush early. So I'm going to have my Suda, and I'm going to continue my Suda into nightfall. Right? So, okay, fine. As long as I finish my Suda at some point, so then it's okay. Why? Because where's the Makar of having the Suda? The Makar of having the Suda is from the fact that it says Hayom three times, and we learn that that means two Sudas during the day and one Suda at night. That's by regular Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, Beseder, I'm going to have part of my Suda at night. It's okay, no problem. However, when it comes to the Leil Pesach, what ends up happening is, he says, Erev Pesach, the Kiddush also needs to be at night. It's not only the Suda that needs to be at night, but Kiddush also needs to be at night. He doesn't explain why. Why does Kiddush need to be at night? So it could be because of the Trumas Hadeshen. Could be. And the pshat is that the Kiddush is part of the Sipur, and that means it needs to be at night. However, it doesn't sound like it from the way the Maharal talks and from the way the Taz and the Bach who quote the Maharal, it doesn't sound like that's how they're learning in the Maharal. So what is the pshat? If it's not Midin, the Kiddush being part of the Sipur, so what's the pshat? So the Taz says, very short words. I'm going to read it to you, and then we'll give a Hesber. He says, "V'nir li atam, the mitzvah achilas matzah, he bichlal hakiddush, ubishvila bo hakiddush. The mitzvah of eating the matzah is included in the kiddush, and that's why you're making kiddush." What does that mean? Isn't that true every Yom Tov, every Shabbos, that the mitzvah of the Suda goes together with the kiddush? We know there's a concept called Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The Kiddush and the Suda are linked. Why are we saying that this is unique to Pesach? What does he mean over here? Could be that it is connected to what the Trumas Hadeshen taught us and what the Tosfos taught us. In other words, matzah, I can only eat at night. If I could only eat the matzah at night. So here we'll pose a shaila. The halacha of Kiddush B'makom Suda. I'm making Kiddush in the place where I'm having a Suda. Right? Okay. I'm making Kiddush in the time when I'm having a Suda. Okay, good. That's the Kiddush B'makom Suda. But let's say I'm making Kiddush and I'm not allowed to eat the Suda. Let's say whatever we'll make up a case. Yeah? I made Kiddush and I'm not allowed to eat the Suda. I'll only be allowed to eat the Suda in half an hour. Or in 20 minutes, whatever it is. So does that also qualify as Kiddush B'makom Suda? I made Kiddush during a time when I'm not allowed to eat the Suda. Zuk the Taz, and I think this is what he means in explaining of the Maharal, the Pirkei Avot seems to say this also, that the pshat is that when I make Kiddush during a time when I'm not allowed to eat the Suda, That's not Kiddush B'Makom Sudo. That's a Chisarni, Kiddush B'Makom Sudo. My Kiddush doesn't count as Kiddush if it's not Shai, if I'm unable to eat the Sudo. So therefore, since Leil Seder, I can only eat the matzah after Seis, and I need to make Kiddush B'Makom Sudo. The mail, what ends up happening is I'm only allowed to make Kiddush after Tzeis. That's what comes out. Comes out three mahalchim in why Kiddush has to be after Tzeis. Mahalach number one, Trumas Hadeshem. It's part of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim. And the Sipur needs to be b'shah that it's roi to eat the matzah. Mahalach number two, the Ma'aril, Chak Yaakov, that you're really allowed to make Kiddush early. But we're afraid if you make Kiddush early, you're going to end up eating other parts of the Seder early, and that's not allowed. So we push it off. We make sure you make Kiddush after taste. Preventive measure. Mahalach number three is really Kiddush is allowed to be early. But if I make Kiddush early at a time when I'm not allowed to eat matzah, I end up with a problem of Kiddush b'makom suda. Those are the three mahalachim in the Paiskim, and the Rishonim, to explain why it is that we can't start our Seder early. Kiddush must be Dafka after Tzeis. So, Bezbis Hashem, we're going to continue tomorrow with the other halachas which apply to the Kiddush and the rest of the Leil Seder in the coming days. Bezbis Hashem, and through that, we will be Zoicha, hopefully, to be Mekayim, the halachas properly, with Binyan, Bimher, Bimenu, Amen.